broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Jeffrey Landrigan was executed tonight.
I think that this woman...
You know, Halloween is fast approaching.
I've been in Kentucky for the past 2 weeks working.
I heart Jews.
She's going to hell, this bitch.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show. Well, it knows what it's talking about. Where truth, this bitch, is our bitch. And every night we take you through the looking glass and beyond. Going places other talk shows can't go, wouldn't go, they wouldn't even know where to begin. This hour, Justin McElroy, who is a high school senior at L.A. Canyon High School, joins us to discuss the recent uptick in gay bullying in our nation's schools. 877-876-PHIL, still to come. A Marie Claire blogger apologizes for saying that people, fat people showing showing affection on television is a gross thing. And this was something she thought she was pretty safe in saying because there was a reaction to Molly and Mike or whatever the hell. Some show about a couple of fat people that are kissing all the time. And I guess some feeble brains out there, they called in, they don't want to see no fat people kissing. So 877-876-PHIL is our number, and our website is philhendryshow.com. Head on over to our website and check out what we have for you there. We have downloads. We have podcasts. We have animation. We've got video casts. We've got our daily show. We have archives going back 10, 15 years. If you want to enjoy great radio and you don't want to have to go back to, you know, Fibber McGee and Ma, whatever the hell it is that people listen to, you want to listen to a contemporary radio show that is admired by its peers as the best ever, get a backstage pass for our show. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and let's get going to this study. And on the line with us from the northern part of our county is Justin McElroy. He is right now in Sylmar, I think. And Justin, thank you for joining us, and I appreciate it very much. This is a study that we saw today in the news that we thought we would talk to you about because you're struggling with this yourself at your school.
Yes, sir.
You are gay?
Yes, sir.
And you have been bullied by fellow students?
That is correct, yeah.
We have a study here that says half of all high school students say they've been bullied sometime in the past year, and nearly half say they've been victims of bullying, according to this national study. So half of high school students say they bully people, and almost half say they've been bullied. This was a survey by the Los Angeles-based Josephson Institute of Ethics asking more than 43,000 high school students whether they've been physically abused. How has the abuse been for you, Justin? Has it been physical?
Most has been verbal. I've been called, names, and I guess the most physical abuse that I've had has been, I've been pushed. I have been, I guess you could say, sort of cornered, meaning other students, maybe five or six guys.
Okay, so five or six guys are intimidating you?
Yes.
And did they beat you up, or?
Not really. I mean, it was just more like psychological. I get pushed. I did have one incident where I was pushed down some stairs.
And how, over what period of time?
Well, this has pretty much happened over the last, I would say that it started for me last year when I was very sure, I was getting more sure about being gay and discussing, with friends about it and everything.
Okay, so last year, when did you realize that you were gay?
That's a good question. I've known a long time, ever since, probably more than maybe like 5 years or so.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 7, so like when you were 12?
Well, way more than that, like going back to probably when I was probably born, I guess. I mean, I've just known that, I'm gay. And
when did other students notice or make the assumption or make the leap of faith that you were gay, do you think?
Well, I mean, I've been bullied about being gay ever since, you know, I've been in school, but it wasn't so bad.
Were you bullied from the beginning?
Yeah, pretty much right from the beginning.
I mean, like kindergarten, first grade?
Yes and no. I mean, I was bullied in kindergarten, but when you're that age, you don't really know better, and so you'll tell people that you're gay, and they'll shove you. So it's more about not being restrained. And
so I want to be clear. When you were 5 years old, you told your fellow students in kindergarten that you were gay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know quite how I said it. I said, you know, I want to have a boyfriend, maybe I said. And that's when they, you know, would shove me or push me off a swing set or something like that. And
it's interesting to note that these little children were homophobic in their own way, huh?
Well, a lot of it starts in the home, you know, and it's pretty sad.
And were you bullied the following year, first grade, second grade, and on?
Yes, sir, pretty much. I mean,
Did it ever slack off? Was there ever a time, what I'm trying to find out here, Justin, my understanding is you're a very good student.
Thank you. Yes, sir, thank you.
My understanding is you've been very involved in class politics, in the student council, the student prefecture?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And so you're highly thought of by your teachers. You're highly thought of by obviously your parents. So this has been strictly something between you and students.
Yes, sir. And I've tried to make the best of it, you know.
I mean, you've been elected to student council, so there must be a group of students that admire you and like you.
There's just enough that do, but then they'll turn around and call you, you know, a queer. Or, I mean, I probably shouldn't say.
No, it's all right. So they vote for you, and then they bully you and call you gay and call you names.
Yeah, pretty much. And this is only, you know, it's gotten so bad is why we said, or why I said what I said to my principal, that I wanted to not have to go to school, that I want to be able to, be given a respectably passing grade for my classes this semester so that I can start next semester, and hopefully they'll have clear up some of these problems. But I can't go back. I don't want to go back to school. I'm being terrorized, you know.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking here to Justin McElroy, a high school senior from L.A. Canyon High School in northern L.A. County in Sylmar, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, Justin, you don't want to go back to class this semester, and you are willing to wait and see how things shake out next semester. How are you going to be educated?
I told my parents about how I was being bullied because of being gay, and
how did your parents react to you coming out?
They're fine. I mean, they didn't have any problem with it at all. They're just, you know, they're pretty busy with everything they're doing. And I told them I was gay, and they were, you know, great. Or not great, but, you know, they just... And then I told them, but I am getting bullied. And
did your parents know you were being bullied for being gay when you were in kindergarten?
I don't think they did. If they did, they didn't say anything to me. Maybe they talked it over with a teacher and probably straightened it out that way, or got the gay kids, or the ones that were going up against gay kids to stop it, you know. But,
all right. So what? How do you propose to be educated?
The way that I approach Mr. Garber, who is the headmaster, and then Mr. Hancock is our student advisor and our principal. And I said that I can homeschool myself because my mom can't do it. She works. My dad can't do it. My father is an engineer and is pretty, right now they're working on, he's working on something that has him out of the country for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks at a time. So I told him that I could, if I was given the materials and I was given the study work, I could homeschool myself through the end of the semester.
And when does the semester end?
In January, And
okay, and you want to homeschool yourself. And all of this is because they cannot control the environment at your school where you will feel safe enough being a gay student.
Yes, sir. And
do you think that this is happening to kids? Is this an option for gay students?
I think it is an option because gay students tend to be more intelligent and better students. And I think gay students could homeschool themselves because the schools are not, you know, they're not protecting gays. And that's right. I wanted to say, because I did say it one time, I forgot, that I'm being terrorized, and I think that this is terrorism too. And students, gay students who go to school and get bullied are terrorized. And so we should have the option of not going and homeschooling ourselves.
And to have an underage person homeschool themselves, that is to give themselves instruction using study materials and work materials that the school approves, and making sure, would you be tested by adults?
We would, I don't know. You could give the test. You could be tested by the adults if they could do it in a way where you're not going to be terrorized by anti-gays. And I don't know how they're going to do that. I would rather give myself the test. And
you're going to give yourself a test to what? To test your...
To test if I know the material.
You give yourself the test. You grade your own test.
Well, it's either that, Mr. Henry, or I'm forced to go to the school where there's anti-gay terrorism.
What about the test being taken online, where it is an email? Your teachers send you the questions, and then you send the questions back.
I can't be assured of who's going to be reading it.
Do you suspect your teachers of being anti-gay?
Say that again?
Do you suspect your teachers of being anti-gay? In other words, you don't want to send this test back. You want to homeschool yourself. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because you're a gay student, you're being terrorized, as you say it. And
yeah, I think the word bully is pretty meaningless. This is not bullying. It's terrorism. And we're being... And it's a terrorism. It's terrorization.
All right. All right, so you want your teachers to test you, or you want to be able to take some test and test yourself. The teachers, you say it's no good for them to test you, even via email, because you can't trust them, okay?
Well, I didn't say that. I just don't know who's grading the test. And
all right, well, it would be a teacher.
Yeah, but they might have a student assistant who is anti-gay.
Who's going to pay for the books and the material for your homeschooling?
Well, that's where the school is going to have to pay for it, because the school is ultimately responsible for us being terrorized.
And you don't want to use the word bully. You want to use the word terrorized.
Yes, sir, because it's a terrorization. And
the school should pay for this. Why?
Because the school knew when they opened the school in an upper-middle-class area that upper-middle-class areas have more, like, racist kids and anti-gay kids. And they should have known it, and then would then be better to then, you know, okay, there's anti-gays. But they don't know, and that means I have to protect myself and everything.
Well, your story, Justin, is a very interesting one. We're going to take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. You are a gay student. You're in high school. You feel you have been terrorized, as you put it, almost from the beginning, from kindergarten. You want to homeschool yourself. You don't even go back to your school because you're feeling, you know. Have they identified the people who have been pushing you around?
Yes, sir. This year they have. Last year they were not able to.
Did you give names last year?
I don't remember. I went in, I said I'm being terrorized, at that time I said I was being bullied, and they asked me who, and I forget what I said, but...
Okay, and you are not confident the school's dealing with this problem. So you want to stay home, you want to homeschool yourself because you don't trust the teachers. You feel there may be students working with them who are homophobic, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the school is going to pay for all of this.
What's that?
And the school...
Yeah, yes, the school. For the materials, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Is that a response? Is that a good response to this, what this young man calls not bullying of gay students, the terrorizing of gay students? Have them homeschool themselves and just stay away from the school. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming
Phil
up next,
Hendry.
More with Justin McElroy.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com. Get a BSP and get with it, man. Get with it. This is the 21st century now. If you do not have a BSP, if you're not watching this show as well as listening to it, you have no idea. 877-876-PHIL. With us is Justin McElroy. He is from L.A. Canyon High School in northern Los Angeles County. We're talking about high school students, all students who are bullied because they are gay. And we've had some tragic stories of young people taking their own lives. And we have a study here. Half of teens admit to being bullies. Justin, you have been on the show here the last 20 minutes talking about being gay from the time you from as far back as you can remember. And I wanted to ask you about girls. Do you associate, I want to go to some phone calls, but do you associate with girls?
No, sir. I mean, I'm gay, and I have very little contact.
Because the story was that, from at least one of the students, that you were seen at, what was it, Social Network with a girl, one of the movies?
Oh, that was over at the Promenade Mall, yeah. I am experimenting now with trying to go straight, but I don't know. I mean, some of the Christian students told me that you could be. I'm very confused, and I have been bullied by a lot of these straight students who want me to go to Christian camp or something, and so I tried being with a girl.
And you went to this movie with this girl? Because they saw you kissing her. That's what I'm getting at here.
I was experimenting with it. I didn't like it. I hated it. I mean, I don't want to make her feel bad, but I did. It made me sick, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Justin McElroy, a gay student from L.A. Canyon High School who has been bullied and wants to skip going to school the rest of the semester and homeschool himself because he says the school is a hostile environment. Scott in Norfolk, Virginia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy.
Absolutely. I just want to say that, I absolutely cannot stand the fact that anybody's bullied. I don't think any student should be subjected to it, but I think it's ridiculous that somebody's calling in and suggesting that, first of all, that at age 8 they understood they were gay or that they've been bullied and they're a class president as a result. And I honestly can't understand it. And I think it diminishes.
When I was 5, I knew I was gay. And because I didn't know any better,
You've said for years and years and years you've known that you're gay, and I just think it diminishes the people that are actually bullied for whether they're homosexual or heterosexual. I think there are plenty of kids who are bullied for being overweight or being gay or whatever, and I think for you to come on and say that you're class president and to suggest that somehow you've been bullied into being class president, and you've been...
I didn't say I was bullied into being class president. I didn't say that. I said I've been bullied, pushed downstairs.
You're class president because you've been bullied.
I had to overcome prejudice to do that.
But I think it's amazing to me that you're calling into a radio show and suggesting that you're being bullied, and you're a class president, and that... People
not anymore.
I'm for who you are, and
I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit.
Are actually being bullied.
I'm quitting because of the terrorism. It's really terrorism, and
terrorism.
I'm
going to
quit because that's how
that's,
feel. It is.
That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Your class
are you crazy?
Because of terrorism.
Are you insane? Yeah, because if you are who you are, and people are pushing you downstairs, and you know. And whatever, you don't call that terrorism. And
so you're,
and
you're
so I'm going to give up.
And you've been bullied to the point where it's a terroristic act.
I think, I think what we're asking here, Scott's asking, Justin, how do you get to the point of being class president if you're being bullied?
Because it's a minority of people that are bullying you. It's not like 100 people are coming up and pushing me. It's like four guys who are hiding from, you know, the school, okay? But because they're pushing you, how many terrorists do you think there are? Not hardly any. And yet they blew up the World Trade Center, okay? That's what I'm saying.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. 877-876-PHIL. Justin McElroy, a high school student who says he's being terrorized as a gay student. He wants to sit out the rest of the semester.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, terrorized. You got it right.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Justin McElroy. He is a 17-year-old high school senior from L.A. Canyon College. He is a gay student. He has been bullied, in his words, since he can remember, going all the way back to kindergarten because of his sexual orientation. He is a young man who is asking that he be allowed to sit out the remainder, at least, of this semester, right, Justin?
Yes, sir. I basically want to not have to go to the rest of the semester because I've been terrorized by the students, and I don't want to do that. And I also am hoping to not have to go the rest of the year because it's hard. It's really hard to be gay and to go to school and have these people, you know, pushing you around.
Did you tell the student this year your high school administration there at L.A. Canyon? Did you tell them who the students were?
Yes, I did.
Do you have their names?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to give us those names?
Yeah, I believe I am.
Who are they?
John Bacata and Tyler Gresham are two guys making fun of me being gay.
And John Bacata and Tyler Gresham. Now, let me ask you a question here before we go to a phone call. Don't you run cross-country for the school?
Yeah, I do. I mean, one of the things that, Mr. Henry...
Okay, but...
Well, hold on. One of the things that you're asking about is how is it that I'm president of the class and everything? I got a lot of girl votes. Girls like gays, and you have to understand that. That's how I get a lot of girl votes, because girls like gays.
All right, but girls don't elect guys to the cross-country team.
No, they don't. But, I mean, they do root for you and everything.
All right. John Bacata and Tyler Gresham, aren't they on the cross-country team?
Yeah, they are.
And don't you guys run together pretty frequently?
We do, but they bully me.
While you're running?
Yes, sir. And I asked Coach if they would not be running near me, and he won't do anything about it. I mean,
So your coach would verify that if I went to your coach and I asked him, I said, I understand that your student, Justin McElroy, does not want to be running in any events or anywhere near this man, Bacata or Gresham, he would say, okay, he's talked to you about that.
I don't know if he'd be honest about it. That's the only problem with that.
Are you friends with these two men?
Who?
John Bacata and Tyler Gresham, these two guys that allegedly have bullied you?
What? I was. And then they turned on me. They said they didn't care about gays, and yes, they do.
So you were friends with them, and then they turned on you?
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Justin McElroy, here is Pam in Yakima, Washington. Pam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think this guy is a phony.
What?
I think he's a total phony. If he was being bullied, he'd know every bully that bullied him.
I do. And I know all of them. I do.
Then why didn't you give them names last year? You said you didn't give them names.
What are you talking about? You're asking me to do it now. I don't remember their names that I gave last year.
You said that you couldn't remember the names last year?
No, I can't remember the names now. When I told them about it last year, I did.
But you can remember telling people at 5 years old you're gay? I don't think so.
Yeah, Oh, really?
I think
and you know all about it. How? I don't think you do. I don't think you understand what some people suffer. And I think maybe you bullied gay kids. Maybe you drove a girl to suicide. You know?
I had a friend in school that was gay. Nobody bullied her.
Yeah, and did you drive her to suicide?
No.
Well, why are you saying that?
Because she doesn't understand how I'm gay and how I'm psychologically terrorized by it. And she's calling me phony. Okay. If I'm phony, all right, then what about John Bacon and Tyler Gresham that admitted
to you just admitted to being friends with them.
I used to be until they decided that they didn't want to be friends with me anymore.
All right, so these two guys that were friends of yours that you ran cross-country with.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, one day, they decided they didn't want to be friends with you.
Because they were getting heat for hanging around with a gay guy.
And then they started actively bullying you.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And I'm very sorry, Mr. Henry, that you have not a very intelligent audience that can sympathize with how a gay kid like me could be terrorized. So.
All right. Pam, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Denise. And this is Denise in Winston, South Carolina. Go ahead, Denise. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just wanted to say to Justin, there's no way at 5 years old that you are even fully developed enough to know that you could be gay.
What? How do you know?
There's no way at 5 years old you haven't even developed your own personality as a person. You haven't grown into yourself yet. And
well,
I
it's really great that you're telling me about me. I mean, you weren't there. I was. It would be one thing if you were like my mom or you were my dad or whatever, but you're not. And I was there. And I told the kids, I was at Camino Grove kindergarten, and I said to the kids that, you know, I'm gay. And one of them called me queer and pushed me down.
In kindergarten?
Kindergarten, or it was either that or first grade.
You told them you were...
People, you were gay in kindergarten and first grade.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, ma'am. What?
You haven't even grown to develop into a person. How do you know that you like boys or girls
at
5 years old?
Are you kidding me or something? Boys know that they like women when they're 5 or 6 years old.
No,
is that right,
boys
Mr. Henry?
Don't like girls. That's how it all starts out.
Excuse me. Excuse
like
me, ma'am. But I've talked to straight guys.
I've
talked to straight guys. I've talked to straight guys. Hey, I talked to straight guys who told me they knew they liked girls when they were in the crib.
In the crib?
Explain to me exactly how you've been terrorized. What do you mean by terrorized?
Just like right now. When I go to an adult and I say I've been terrorized, and they go, it's in your imagination. You didn't do it. Okay? Do you know what it's like to be
terrorized?
Just what you're doing to me right now. What you're doing to me right now.
Well, what is she doing to you?
Yeah, she's not believing that I'm in a very bad situation. This lady would let me be beaten up. If I got beaten up and she was the principal of my school, she'd be responsible.
Well, what is the, in other words, she's not believing you, she...
Exactly, yeah.
So these people don't believe you?
The adults don't, no.
Well, do your parents believe you're gay?
No, I told you they didn't. That's why they won't help me. They won't help me.
Justin, well, you earlier told me that your parents were okay.
Guilt.
What?
I believe you're feeling guilt.
Ma'am, excuse me for saying this, but... Oh, you're just talking out of your rear end because you don't have nothing to back it up. You're just all, well, I think, baby, you don't know anything about
it. Wait a minute. You told me that you told your parents you're gay and they were okay with it.
That was, yeah, what my fantasy is, that they'll be okay with it.
No, no, you didn't. I said, did you tell your parents you're gay? You said yes. I said, how are they? They said, you're fine.
My parents? Yeah, they're fine. I thought, who are you talking about?
Your parents.
Yeah.
Then why did you just say that your parents don't care?
They don't care that I'm getting bullied.
Okay, there's something wrong here, man, because if I'm a parent and I know my child is gay or straight or anything, and I hear they're being bullied at school, I will do something unless I'm not a very good parent.
Well, okay, so my parents aren't that good.
So as a result of this, you want to stay home and homeschool yourself?
Yes, sir, because my parents, they stink. They stink.
It's your financial responsibility if you do not want to keep on with your education.
Is she still on the phone?
I'm talking to Denise, yes. Look at Denise, I have to make a move. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. Michael in Louisville, Kentucky. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
God, I thought.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry, sir. We interrupted you.
Oh, that's okay. I thought that lady was talking about how the people were...
Who's talking here? Is it Michael?
Michael, yes.
All right, Michael, you go.
Why can't
I? Because I just heard from you. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I'm gay, and I just want to say that at the age of 5, I had no idea what the difference between a boy and a girl was, or definitely anything that was between their legs. The last thing on my mind was what I liked. I didn't know at 5 years old that I was gay, so I totally think you're talking out of your rear and not everyone else is talking out of their rear. It's totally weird. And if your parents are okay with you being gay, but then you say that your parents stink, why would you want to homeschool and stay home with them all the time? I don't understand.
Well, they're not going to be home. My mom is working. My dad is out of the country on an engineering contract that he got with the United Arab Emirates or something. But anyway, so that's number one. Number two, okay, if you didn't know you were gay what about first grade? Did you know you were gay when you were first grade?
I did not know I was gay in first grade. Again, like, that's the sexuality didn't come in until I hit puberty. And that's a statistic, and that's,
right,
you know,
right,
that can be proven. No one knows.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying.
And you said that you were,
no, it's not,
you were gay at the age of 5.
When I was puberty is what I said.
No, you didn't. You said 5 years old. 5 years old.
Oh my God, the guy's laughing at me. That's great. That a fellow gay would laugh. I'm wondering, sir, if I got beaten to death, if you'd be laughing then.
Look at pal. Let's not talk about that yet, okay? We're trying to determine here the level of the abuse that you're experiencing in school.
If I got beaten to death, this guy would laugh. If I got beaten to death, you'd be laughing?
I wouldn't laugh if you got beat up because I'm gay. I've been there. I know what it's like to be bullied. But you know what? We get over it. Life goes on. It gets better. It's not a big deal. People just got to have a thick skin. And I think that people like you make people like the rest of us look bad because you go around talking about how you want to quit and how you want to drop out of school and how you knew you were gay at 5 years old. You're completely deteriorating everything that we fight for in our lives. And it's not, you're like stereotyping us. And it's not a good stereotype that you're giving us.
Well, no, what I'm trying to say is if we're gay and we're getting bullied, then A, why can't we call it terrorism? And B, why do we have to stay at school? Why can't we go home and homeschool ourselves? Why do they force us to go there? Okay?
Because it's like, I don't understand why you would want to do that. Like, you want to stand up and you want to stop bullying, but yet you want to let them win. And if you let them win, they're just going to continue doing it. You have to stand up at some point and be like, hey, you know what? You're not bothering me, but you're showing them that it's bothering you, and they're going to continue to do it. Believe me, I've been there.
What are you talking about? I'm not going
to... Well, look at man. Why don't we just cut to the chase here, Justin? You just want to stay home from school.
Exactly.
Well, no, I don't think...
That's what you want to do, is stay home from school, right?
Why would I want to do that when that means I'm not going to graduate?
All right, well, you want to homeschool yourself, but you're giving me these vague ideas on how they're going to test you. You don't want to do a test from a teacher at school because they may be homophobes or they may have students that are intercepting it and they're homophobic. You're going to give yourself the test. You basically don't want to go to school.
Okay, yeah, I don't. I don't want to go back to L.A. Canyon. There's gay bashers there. and then, I don't want to...
Then change schools. Is this a matter of you? Is this a matter of you being bullied and not wanting to go back to school, or is this a matter of you just not wanting to go back to school and you're just looking for an outlet to get out? So you're like, hey, I'm gay, I'm being bullied, I want to drop out of school, so nobody will think bad about you. But if you just want to give up and you just want to quit, then everybody's going to think bad about you. They're going to be like, oh, well, that's that guy that quit school. He's going to amount to anything. But if you take the gay route, then you're going to be, everybody's going to be like, oh, well, he was gay, he was bullied, he was pushed and forced to drop out of school. No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to go, I'm gay, so I got to go down the gay route. There's no other way.
And, oh, there's no other way, but they say I'm gay, I got to stay away because the school is going to bully me.
Yeah, yeah.
The school is going to bully me. There's two people you said that were bullying
me. Up.
Yeah, you said this, Bacata and Gresham. And I, as far as I know, these are two guys that were friends of yours. You ran cross-country with them, and all of a sudden they've turned on you. And by the way, this girl you went to social network with, I don't know her name. You said that you were making out with her?
I told you, yeah. I was honest about that because I'm trying to go... Some of the Christian students said that I can get cured or something.
Well, is it true she's pregnant?
Not that I know of, no.
She's pregnant by you, isn't she?
If I was... The peer pressure, yeah, would make me have sex with her, but I didn't want to.
The peer pressure made you want to have sex with her.
If that baby's mine, I had to do it.
Oh, will you get out of it? All right, listen, Michael, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. That poor Michael, he's stunned into silence.
He wasn't even gay. The guy was straight.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you make a girl pregnant?
Don't you think I'd know if I did? I don't even know how to do it. I'm gay, and gays don't know how to do it with girls. Shut up.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with our final segment here with Justin McElroy right after this.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Quit it. Quit making fun of me.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School. I want you to go through this with me. We'll take one more phone call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Did your friends, this Bacata and this Gresham, did they talk to the principal?
Yeah, they did, Mr. Henry. And I don't like the pressure that you have put me on. You're basically calling...
I'm just asking a question, and I don't mean to pressure you. Did the two of them admit to bullying you?
Yes, they did. They even said to our principal, Mr. Hancock, that they feel that they should pay for my homeschooling because they admitted to bullying me, and they told the principal that. And the other...
These two students want to pay for your homeschooling?
Yes, sir. And the other thing was that... I wanted to also mention that I played with... First of all, I can prove I'm gay. I'm what's called a rice queen. That means I like Asian men. How else would you know that term if you're not gay? Thank you. All right, the second thing...
You know what? I don't know.
Yes, sir. That's what you are. If you're gay and you like men, you're a rice queen. Or, I mean, if you like... Okay? And then the other one was when I was a kid, I played with Easy Bake Oven and Barbie, too. And that last guy, Michael, is an Aunt Tom. That's what you call a gay who doesn't stick up for you.
And you know, it sounds to me like you're reading that, for starters. Secondly...
I'm not reading anything. All I'm saying is I'm more gay than the last guy who sounds more gay. But I'm more gay.
It sounded to me like you were reading that.
What?
I am a rice queen, and that...
I didn't say it like that.
Yes, you did, man. Yes, you did. You're all, you know, and plus he was an Aunt Tom.
No, sir, I did not. And, okay, Mr. Henry, great. You're going to be responsible for me being gay bashed.
No, I'm not going to be responsible for that, sir. I think that's something, Justin, that you, yourself alone, will be responsible for by your prevarications. Here is Chuck in Yakima, Washington. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, thank you, Bill, for taking
yes,
my
sir.
Call.
Yes.
I believe the guy's gay, and I believe he wants attention. And I'm a 60-year-old man, and I've been
okay.
around. I've had about 150 foster kids in my life, and some of them were gay, some weren't. And,
are you?
I believe he's enjoying the attention. I believe that he didn't even know what a gay was at 8 years old or 5 years old or whatever. He said he was gay in kindergarten, so that'd be around 5 years
old. Yeah, I was. Are you gay?
No.
So, are you gay?
No.
Well,
no.
Then how do you know about it? How do you know about it? That's
because
what I'm saying.
I live in this
see?
World, and I observe, and I study, and I know. And I know what I know, and I'm just saying what I... What
how
I,
do you... How do you? Okay, how do I know I'm a rice queen, then?
I could tell you, but it'd be dirty.
I know I'm a rice queen.
Well,
you know you're a rice queen. You could have read that in a magazine or something.
What? You talk about a magazine. There's no gay magazine for rice queens. I mean, there's gay magazine. I don't know, man. I know there's gay magazine.
Phil Hendry.
Ain't there one called Rice Boy?